Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Without further ado, let's bring you one of the best in the business, and that is Buster Olney. Buster, good morning, good morning. Great to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk with you too, Anita. How you doing?
It's been a while. It's been a while. So when I heard you were on the show, I actually was really excited. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. First and foremost, let's talk about the Nationals. Like I said, big three, heck no, big four. Sanchez delivered in a big way. No into the eighth. Walked away with a one hitter. Doolittle with the save. How huge of a win was that for the Nats last night with Sanchez?
Oh, big, because, I mean, let's face it, as the series begins, you know, the Nationals' theoretical advantage is in the big three. And so to have Sanchez throw a game like that and get the Nationals off to a great start on the road, that's huge. And, you know, what a cool story. I mean, this is a guy, when he lost his spot in the Tigers rotation a couple of years ago, you thought, well, this is someone who's going down that, you know, path at the end of his career. He's lost his stuff. But like a lot of great pitchers, C.C. Sabathia would be in this category. Andy Pettit was in this category. He reinvented himself, and he's gotten older, and he was totally dominant last night. And so I'm sure for the Cardinals, after that game, your thought is, boy, we got a mountain to climb against that rotation coming up.
No denying that. A lot of buzz and a lot of talk about Daniel Hudson, who we know missed last night's game, paternity leave, but he's expected to fly in today and be in the bullpen. But your thoughts on this? I mean, this has been trending on social media as well.
Yeah, and David Sampson, who used to be president of the Marlins, tweeted out that, you know, essentially criticizing Daniel Hudson, like, you have to be there. I'm a dad of two kids. You know, my daughter's 20. She's in college. I have a son who's 15. The idea that I wouldn't be at their birth is unthinkable. You know, 50 years ago, you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, when I first started covering baseball, you did have situations where the dad wasn't at the birth of their child, and that was expected. But thankfully, the sport evolved, and people in the game began to understand there are more important things than a ball game. I mean, when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to be saying, I wish I had pitched in one more ball game. You're going to be thinking, I wish I had been there for the birth of my child. So hats off to Daniel Hudson for making that decision, and hats off to the Washington Nationals for supporting that decision. It's a no-brainer, and I can't even believe it's up for debate at this stage.
I'm with you. You know, I think it's an individual choice. And
yep.
But, you know, it's interesting. I don't have children. I don't own kids. I own dogs. I have five, Buster. So, and I was not there for all five. I was not there for any of their deliveries. But with that being said, I had this conversation. I went out to dinner with a few friends last night, and we had this conversation, and they were all women, right? And like, three of them were like, oh, I for sure would want my husband there. I was kind of like, but Buster, you've known me for a while, right? Like, I'm probably one of those competitive people on the planet. I'd be like, sweetheart, no, you can't miss this game. Like, I'll be fine. I got it. I got this. You stay there. You pitch. We'll be watching you. I'll make sure the game is on while I'm breathing hard. Like, that would probably be me. But I understand that most women aren't like me. And again, I don't have children. So maybe if I had a child, I would feel differently. But at the same time, I agree with you. You know, I love that the organization is supporting him. I love that this was the choice that he made for his wife. I had an absent father. So I love the fact that this means there's nothing more, charming to me than a father who is beyond about their children. Maybe because my father wasn't that way with me. I don't know, but I'm with you. I love the decision here, and I love the storyline, and I know Dave from my time in Miami. Like, I'm a little surprised that he went public with that. It's very surprising to me.
Yeah, I think the way you framed it is exactly right. It's an individual decision. I mean, let's face it, and I haven't talked to Daniel about his family situation, but if he and his wife were both on board, like, hey, no, go to the ball game. You know, this is child number six or whatever it is. And that's the way that they felt. I get that. On the other hand, you know, I never forget when my daughter was born, and I'm getting emotional here, you know, walking out of the delivery room to tell my in-laws about our daughter being born and not being able to feel my feet. And the idea that I didn't have that moment would be incomprehensible to me. And so it is up to the individuals. And the idea that you would criticize anybody for their decision, I don't get that. I just don't understand.
Buster, thanks for sharing that with us. Really do appreciate that. Buster Olney joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. All right, so game two. Scherzer going up against Wainwright. The Nationals are favored by 1.5. The over-under is at 7. What can we expect in this game this afternoon?
Well, one thing that jumped out to me yesterday was, let's face it, when you're in mid-October and you got a game in St. Louis, you're not thinking it's in the tundra. But watching those guys last night, you know, all bundled up, surprisingly cold weather in St. Louis, I think that's, you know, and I'm assuming it's not going to suddenly have a jump of 30 degrees today. To me, you know, that's an advantage for the pitchers. Adam Wainwright, throwing so many curveballs, being a veteran, understanding the hitters and how much adrenaline they have this time of year, he's going to pitch well. And Max Scherzer going home, you know, Missouri product. I'm sure it's going to be a really emotional day for him. I think once again, we're going to see pitchers dominate today.
It will be fun. Buster Olney, you will see him. He's all over the Yankees and Astros coverage later on tonight. Astros are favored by 1.5. Greinke on the bump for the Astros and the Yankees rolling with Tanaka. Tanaka, Severino, and Paxton all combined against the Twins. They only gave up 4 runs, 12 hits, 19 strikeouts in 13-plus innings. Very impressive for a rotation, Buster, that all we heard, and include myself in that, that I just don't think the Yankees are going to win the World Series with this rotation. Boy, their first opponent, the Twins, they really impressed. Your thoughts on the Yankees, their rotation heading into this matchup?
I thought it was the right decision by Aaron Boone to line up Tanaka in game one, because there is going to be a lot of pressure. There's going to be a lot of emotion. And we've seen in the past, Luis Severino, you know, before his start in the wild card game in 2017, he was breathing so hard, he started hyperventilating. You know, he was having a hard time catching his breath. He's still someone who, you know, at this stage in his career, you know, still learning about dealing with October nerves. So I like lining him up in game three in Yankee Stadium. James Paxton, you know, he talked after his first postseason start about all the emotions. So I think it was right to line up Tanaka. But let's face it, and maybe, you know, part of, and I was right there with you saying the Yankees have concerns in their rotation. There's not a lot expected out of these guys. Like Aaron Boone's looking to get 12 to 15 outs out of these guys, and then he turns it over to the Yankees' theoretical advantage in the bullpen. And I do feel like as this series starts, you know, the Yankees need to grab it by the throat, because they do have an advantage where the Astros were extended to 5 games by the Rays. You know, they were playing on Thursday night. The Yankees had 4 days off. Their bullpen is so well rested to you know, as this series begins, and they do have a definitive advantage. I heard that from managers with other teams this week. I heard it from executives of other teams this week. But the Yankees need to take advantage of this at the start when Zach Greinke's pitching game one. When they in game four, both teams probably will be really heavily reliant on their bullpens. They need to take, in my eyes, 3 of the first 4 games to give themselves a chance to wrap it up in games 5, 6, or 7.
Again, Tanaka, Severino, Paxton for the Astros. It's Greinke, Verlander, Cole. Last question for you before we let you go, Buster. How do you see this series playing out?
I picked the Astros to win the World Series back in the wintertime, and I think on paper they're the best team. But the Yankees do have an opportunity as the series starts, because what we talked about, because – you know, I mean, you can look at a guy like Zach Britton. He's thrown only, I think it's 52 pitches, Anita, since September 18th. Like, you don't usually get to this time of year and talk about a well-rested bullpen. It's an absolute dominant group, and as the games play out, if the Yankees, you know, can rope-a-dope it through the first 5 innings against Verlander and Cole, and, you know, we get in the 6th, 7th inning and they're close games, then they're going to win this series. On the other hand, you know, we'll see, you know, whether or not Houston can get to a game 6, a game 7 back here in Houston with Verlander and Cole on the mound, because It's been a long time since we've talked about a starter being as dominant with pure stuff as Gerrit Cole is right now. He reminds you, for old, you know, baseball fans, Mike Scott, 1986 playoffs, Mets and Astros. The Mets were desperate to avoid Mike Scott in a game seven because he was that dominant. And I think that's how the Yankees have to think of Gerrit Cole. He's that good right now.
Buster, so great. So thrilled that you were able to join us this morning. And thank you so much for sharing the story of the birth of your daughter with us. A very special moment. Thank you so much, Buster. Enjoy the series.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.